Ireland for Ronnie James Dio. Yeah! I don't know if you play that, but you should. You better.
Hello, this is Mark.
You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Sarah, and this is Unnecessary Intervention, the show where each week I pick a different topic to discuss and match music that I associate with it. Before we get started and before I introduce my guests, we're going to play a quick PSA. Enjoy.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Okay. Oops, sorry. Want to welcome back Miss Bella. Back to the show. Is it really scratchy today?
Just a little bit.
Okay. I feel like if you move back, sometimes it helps. Wait, talk.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, it's still not. We can always share this mic. But me and Bella have a very strict, or I always have a very strict schedule, and I like take the same paths. And so me and Bella always see each other like every day, no matter, even if we don't have a class together, like we always cross paths. So we chatted today, and we decided we were gonna do a show together again, second week in a row. And Bella picked the topic.
We're gonna talk about Girls.
All-time favorite show. Not actually, but it's a really good one. It's definitely up there for me. If you don't know what Girls is, it's a TV show directed by Lena Dunham and, what's the other guy's name? Starts with like a J.
I have no idea.
And he has two kids. The girl who's in Euphoria.
Jason?
Yeah. Apatow. Apatow? Yeah. Apatow?
Oh, Judd.
Judd Apatow, yeah.
Yeah. I did not know. Oh, you told me this last week.
Yeah, we were talking. Well, because I saw his name on the, like, intro to Girls, and I was like, I did not realize that he directed this as well. Anyway, we started watching this I watched it over the summer, but we started watching last semester because we do movie nights every week. When we can. And we only got like a couple episodes in, and then recently we were trying to pick movie nights back up again, and we watched like a couple episodes. We ended up getting to episode, I wrote it down, episode, oh wait, I'm on the wrong page, that's why I was like, I'm not seeing episode 7. Yeah, we finished 7, and I think we only have 3 left, if I'm not mistaken. But Girls ran from 2012 to 2017. Lena Dunham, who directed the show, stars in the show as Hannah Horvath. She's 2 years post-grad, trying to become a writer in New York. And the whole story like starts out with her getting cut off financially from her parents who live in the Midwest. It's like Idaho or something. I don't even remember.
Is it like Michigan?
Oh, I think you're right. I think it's Michigan.
I didn't even realize it was only 2 years after post-grad. Low-key, like, her crash shot's kind of valid.
Yeah, well,
I thought it was, like, 5. If it was, like, 5 years when the show takes place, that's kind of crazy. But 2, like,
yeah. I guess, especially, like, writing.
Yeah.
But the fact is that she wasn't even pursuing anything. Like, she wasn't even really writing.
She had her journal. She had her little journal.
And then she has all of the co-stars. Well, the whole thing of Girls is like, who are you in Girls? Like, after you watch, you have to decide who you are, because each of the characters are very like, is archetypal the right word? I don't know if that's they like fit into specific categories and are very different people. And you have to decide, like, who you are. I wonder if there's a BuzzFeed quiz about it.
There definitely is. Because I also think there's someone that you align with versus who your actual favorite character is.
Yes, I agree. What type... Oh, wait, no, what time... Which girl's character are you? Okay, wait, there is one.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. I'll read the questions out. Oh, how do I get it?
Oh.
Oh. Okay, so the... I wonder if they got, like, copyrighted or something, but... Well, no, because they have a bunch of Disney ones. The quiz is no longer available. All of the images don't work, so... People are... I put it up on my personal Instagram, which follow the show Instagram at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention for upcoming show posts. But I put it on my personal Instagram story of, like, who do you think I am? And a lot of people said Hannah.
I've been saying this. I voted for Hannah for you.
Yeah. Okay, other people said... Two people said Marnie, which is low-key offensive, too.
No,
I... And Mace said Shosh, which...
Yeah. I definitely think you're Hannah. I could agree with Shosh. Like, a little bit. Just a little
bit. I think...
That type of movie.
I do understand Hannah, because she's very, like, blunt and, like... off-putting a little bit, and has that, like, dirty, dry, like, not understanding when to say things and when not to say things. So, I do relate to Hannah, and... We have been talking about this. I put it on the show Instagram that everyone has a little bit of Hannah in them, and if they don't, they're lying to themselves and need to, like, check in, because everyone is a little bit of a Hannah.
I also just don't think you can watch the show. People that don't watch the show or watch the show and don't like it, that's, like, who doesn't have Hannah in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. It's just, like, she's so... I mean, I know the whole point of the show is that, like, she's real. But, like, she is so real. Like, she's so flawed, and I mm-hmm. like that about her. And I think that's what everyone likes about her, is that, like, she's terribly flawed. But there, I know there was... Well, okay, so the songs that I picked, and I think you picked, I think this applies for your songs, is very, like, millennial. Because this mm-hmm. happened, I feel like, prime millennial when they're, like, first starting to get their grasp on life. Because 2012, that's, like... Yeah, that's when millennials... started graduating from college, and I picture just, like, the indie music scene, mm-hmm. like, you know, like when Bon Iver was, like, playing little songs in, like basements and stuff. I couldn't think of the word, like, like the empty rooms that they have, the big empty, like, almost... I'm blanking.
Garage?
No, not garage. Like, even bigger warehouse. Yeah,
there we go.
Like, warehouse shows. And I don't know. I just think of, like, that indie, like, folky almost kind of type of vibe. So I've tried to pick a lot of, like, millennial music from...
I try to match your vibe.
You picked really well. I liked your songs. I really liked the second one. That's why I moved it up. And I liked the other ones, too. But I thought it went well with mm-hmm. dancing on my own. But I forgot what else I was going to say. What was I just talking about before that? Oh, we can describe the characters if you want.
Yeah. But also, who do you think I am? Okay, Hannah's my favorite character, but I don't think you give
Hannah at all. I think you give... I don't think you give Jessa. I think you low-key give Marnie, but not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. And I think you have Shosh in you as well.
I agree.
I think Marnie and Shosh are, like, your top two. But more Marnie than Shosh, I would say.
I agree. Good. That was good.
There's also young Adam Driver in this show. By the way,
that's
and
the
he's like baby.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. He's like, this show was the, I don't know if you've ever seen the iconic clip of him being like, good soup, like him eating soup and saying that's from this show. But he's like a terrible character, and his name is Adam in the show, which is kind of funny. I don't even care. I really like his character. I think he's weird, and he kind of grows but then doesn't grow, and he's just terribly flawed as well, and they're low-key like made for each other, but not at all.
I think if Hannah was a man who was like conventionally attractive, she would act just like
him. Yeah, I agree. And I feel like that's why she like doesn't like him but likes him at the same time, because she's low-key self-obsessed, but also I feel like there's a lot of hate and self-hate within her. But yeah, Hannah, we were just talking, Hannah is, I would say, like, I don't know how I would describe her. Maybe we should start somewhere else.
I would describe her as, like, self-destructive. I would describe about all of them, though. Except for Shosh.
Yes. Shosh is, like, the least self-destructive. And Marnie, like, plays not self-destructive, but she is.
Yeah.
So Marnie is, like, this high-tense, very, like, organized and needs to have it all, like, planned out. Like, kind of OCD-ish.
She's type A, whereas, like, Hannah's type B.
Yes, yes.
I don't even know and then where
Jessa is, like, type C. Like, she is type B to the max. Like, doesn't care. Doesn't have a job. When she gets a job, she doesn't understand why she has to go in every day to the job, even when she doesn't want to work. She's also, like, self-destructive, but in a more, like, careless way.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't, I feel like sometimes isn't even intentional. She's just, like, free-spirited, but also, like, mm-hmm. damaged, which you haven't gotten to yet, but it, like, expands throughout the story of, like, her past and stuff. We should.
While we do work.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And then Shosh. Shosh is in college. She's Jess's cousin. Mm-hmm. Jess's cousin. I don't know if she goes to NYU. I don't think it's ever really said what school she goes to, but she's in school in New York. And she's just, like, a sweetie pie baby doll. Like, she's so cute. She has the craziest hairdos and just, like, word vomit all the time. Like, can't stop talking and, like, says just exactly what's on her mind, but not in a bad way. Just in a, it's like an innocence way. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's very innocent, and the progression of her storyline and her character is, like, almost like her growing up and, like, losing the innocence a little bit, but she still has that innocence to her character, I would say.
Because you saw what Lena Dunham said, that she thinks she's Shosh.
Yeah. Which I was reading on Wikipedia, which I don't know if it was right, but Lena Dunham based the show off of herself, and she was, like, after she graduated college, her parents, like, cut her off financially,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I don't know, this whole story is, like, mainly her, so I'm like, you have to be Hannah.
I think it was, like, low-key bull, because most people hate Hannah.
Yeah, I think, well, also she did, that was from the most recent interview that she had with that one podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I saw, too. I think after all of, like, the hate I feel like that Hannah mm-hmm. got, she probably switched her perspective yeah. a little bit. And she's grown as a person, too.
She was just seeing, like, Shosh is the observer, which I agree with.
Yeah.
And, like, I get in one way to be able to write this kind of show, you have to be, but, like, babe, that's you.
That's you. Oh, yeah. This, it's so good. I actually wrote down some of my favorite lines. I was going to do a rundown of each of the episodes that we watched, but I don't think we really need to do that. I feel like one of the most iconic lines is Hannah's line, where she says, I think I may be the voice of my generation, or at least a voice of a generation. But then I wrote some funny ones. Oh, Elijah is her friend from ICE. I mean, her boyfriend from college, who ends up being gay, but, like, was very clearly gay in college. She just, like, didn't know it. And one of the lines after they meet up, after 2 years post-grad, I guess, mm-hmm. like, they broke up and then they graduated and then they meet up these 2 years later. And she's telling him that she thinks he gave her HPV or something. Yeah, it was that episode, right? And he's like, I don't have HPV, whatever. And he's like, I'm gay. And then he's talking about her dad and how gay her dad mm-hmm. is. And then the ending line of that, like, interaction is, it was nice to see you, your dad is gay. And, like, he just leaves. Oh, I wrote some of his other, Hannah's having a gay emergency with her gay dad. I couldn't find many good ones. I was literally, like, scrolling through Reddit trying to find good quotes from the show. Shosh. Well, maybe I shouldn't read this one out, actually. Guys, we're so disconnected. I thought this would be a nice opportunity for us to have fun together and prove everyone via Instagram that we could still have fun as a group. That was Marnie, which is a very Marnie thing to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we'll just get into the music. I started off with Dancing on My Own because that's the last song of the first episode, I think it was, when they're dancing around in the mm-hmm. room. Yeah. And I feel like this song just encapsulates girls. And because it's like not a good cover of the song, in my opinion.
I agree.
But I think that's fitting for them and for this weird time that they're experiencing in their life. And I don't know.
It's also in every single edit of Girls. Like, yeah. If you just look up Girls on TikTok, it's going to be this song.
Yeah, these two songs are very much like, the song and the show are like associated in my mind now because of what I've seen online.
Yeah.
And then next, or maybe, yeah, we'll play all three. Then we've got Bella's pick, Go Outside by, I always say The Cult.
Me too.
Well, I don't know. By Cult. Which this is a good song. I really liked it. I was listening to it earlier when you added it. And then I did Time to Pretend by MGMT. I'm playing the movie version from Super 21. I don't know. I've never seen the movie, but it cuts out the cussing in it. And it sounds really weird. But I thought it was funny, so I was like, I'll just add this one because I didn't want to have to blur it out myself. So, with that being said, Dancing on My Own by Robin. Coming at you live on WMUC FM. Somebody said you got a new friend.
Does she love you better than I can?
Sorry about that, you guys. I did not realize that the mic was still on, so you definitely just heard all of that, but that's okay. Enjoy. I'm right on.
dogs and the animals and digging up worms. I miss the comfort of my mother and the weight of the world.
You just finished listening to Time to Pretend by MGMT. Before that was Go Outside by The Cults. And before that was Dancing on My Own by Robin, which that is the original version. My bad. I was thinking of the Calvin Harris cover because I feel like that's what was on the radio when we were younger growing up of this song. Like, I had never heard the song
There's
before
a
Girls.
Calvin Harris cover?
Yeah, that was the cover that we were just listening to. The one that you, the guy.
I thought his name was, that's like Callum Scott.
Oh, I just saw the C and the A and the L, and I was like, oh, Calvin Harris. But yeah, Calvin Harris does, like, not electric. He does, like, DJ stuff, right?
Yeah, like, he has the one song with Rihanna. That's
yeah,
like...
my bad, you guys, Callum Scott or whatever, I don't know. Either way, good song. I like it. I guess I don't know which version I like better. I know I said that I don't like hers as much, but I do like hers.
I think with the context of the show.
Yeah, you're right. Next up, we've got French Navy by Camera Obscura, followed by I Can Change by LCD Sound System. And yeah, since that's a long one, we'll stick with those two. French Navy by Camera Obscura, coming at ya.
Spent a week in a dusty library, waiting for some words to jump in me. We met by a trick of fate. French Navy, my sailor maid. were something I used to do. Convince me they are better for me and you. We met by a trick of fate. French Navy, my sailor, I wanted. Thank you.
That was I Can Change by LCD Sound System. Before that was French Navy by Camera Obscura. Anything else we need to talk about? What fun scenes have you seen thus far? I'm trying not to spoil it for you.
Definitely, like, the ex-boyfriend talking about the dad, which we already talked about.
Oh, the dad falling. Oops.
Oh, the dad falling. That was a good one.
She goes to visit her dad, and him and his wife are showering together. And he, like, falls, and Hannah has to come, like, pick him up, and he's completely, like, booty butt naked. That's a good scene.
In the journal, when Max sings the song.
Yeah. Hannah writes about her best friend's boyfriend, and the boyfriend has a band, and they somehow find the journal, and so he does a live reading as a song, like, quote-unquote song, and surprises the girlfriend and Hannah that they have this information. And it's just a whole thing that blows up in her face, but that's a good one. Because he's like, actually, I can't say what was in the journal.
Something about cutting a loose limb off.
Yeah. I feel like we still got a lot to see. I feel like you haven't seen too much. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Did she get that job? She was at the job, right?
Oh, yeah. And she starts, like...
And the boss kind of has, like, a touchy-feely relationship with all the women. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, okay, like... I want to make this, like, not official, but, like, we need to have an affair now. And he's like, what? Like, I don't understand. He's like, I know I'm super touchy, but, like, that's not going to happen. Like, I'm just touchy with everyone, which is weird. But it's just hilarious. Like, and then she's like, I'm going to sue you. Once I get money, I'm going to sue you.
And he's a lawyer.
Yeah. So that's good. Well, I guess we'll just move on to the next songs then. We've got Bella's Pick, Cherry by the Chromatics. Chromatics, right? That's how I always say it.
Yeah.
Our Deal by Best Coast, which is in the show. Our Deal and then another one of the songs that I played was in the show. But this song is one of my favorites. And I always listen to it around fall time. So it's also kind of perfect. And then, yeah, I guess we'll go to... Whatever, we'll play those two. No, we'll throw in Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John. Is that how you say it? Bjorn? Mm-hmm. Probably, like Bjork. Okay. Enjoy Cherry by the Chromatics.
Thank you. When you
we can stick around and see this night.
ghost tattoo. And we don't care about our own faults. Talk about our own stuff. All we care about is talking. Talking on me.
That was Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John. Next up, for our final song of the night, we've got Bodies by Car Seat Headrest. I want to say a very, very, very big thank you to Bella for coming on for a second week in a row.
Yeah. Thanks for having me both weeks in a row.
Of course. So anytime. Nice. I meant to thank you last week, but we talked so much that we had little time left. So I don't even think I really did an outro. But yeah, thank you for both weeks, and I'm sure you'll be on here again. Because it's your last year, we gotta pack it in full.
Aw, well, thanks for having me.
Of course. Also, make sure to tune in next week, Thursday, 4 p.m., Unnecessary Intervention. I'm Sarah. Thank you so much for listening. Also, follow the Instagram at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention. And have a very, 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 very wonderful fall break. Me and Bella got some fun plans, separate plans, unfortunately, but that's okay, because spring break, we talked about this last week, spring break's going to be our break.
We're going to Bucky's.
Okay, Bodies coming at ya. Love you guys. Bye.
When we're done.